With your current implant technique, what fraction of patients have non-detectable PSAs after treatment?
Well, almost everybody that is cured, the median PSA in our series is less than 0.04 nanogram per mil. That's the median. We've used the biochemical definition of a PSA less or equal to 0.4 in multiple publications, and that's been our cut point. But the vast majority of men who were cured without hormonal therapy have undetectable PSAs. Now, on average, it takes about 2 years to nadir at an undetectable PSA. And there is substantial range there also. Some guys can do it at 3 years. Some guys may take as long as 5 years.
Anything new in terms of PSA bounce?
No, we see about the same thing. PSA spikes, at least in our series, have been more common in I-125 patients compared to PD-103. They're more common in younger men. They're more common in sexually active men. The importance is that patients and physicians know that this can happen in anywhere from about 17 to 35% of patients. It's of no prognostic consequence, and you have to drag your feet. These will resolve on their own.